I drink your milkshake.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
This is Remember That Film, the show which covers a look back on memories, nostalgia, and behind-the-scenes facts that you may not have known about your favourite films.
Hello and welcome to Remember That Film, right here on 2MCE for your Friday afternoon. With Adam talking all things movies and TV. Remember That Film, well, I only got to remember a week ago since Naiad came out on Netflix last Friday, starring Annette Bening and Jodie Foster, who, in my prediction, and what a lot of people are saying as well, looking at both the Oscar nominations for next year. Yes, we're in November already. It's that time of year again where all those Oscar movies come out. I think Annette Bening, she has never won an Oscar before. She was great in American Beauty. Didn't win the Oscar for that one. This one, she is probably the likely favourite here. And Jodie Foster as well, supporting actress as well, might be a nomination as well. So Naiad, of course, tells a true story about someone who hadn't swam for 30 years. So she was 60 years old and on several attempts tried to swim from Cuba to Florida marathon. That is 72 hours in the ocean. It is incredible when you think about it. And this all happened about just over a decade ago now with all these attempts. And it's a lot like, it's a motivational film, a lot like Rocky, only done from a different perspective as a 60-odd-year-old coming back. So the acting is great in this. And we're going to have the soundtrack this afternoon from it. Jade Bird, and this is called Find a Way.
Oh,
This is Remember That Film right here on 2MCE. You're tuned into with Adam. And this afternoon, just one of the latest movies and some of the actresses' performances by Annette Bening and Jodie Foster looking at Best Oscar nominations. As if the Oscars happened, because we're in day, I think, about 115 now, the writer's strike, which is all to do now with everything else is dealt with, but everything all to now do with the AI technology. So there's a bit of a dispute going on there about the studios want to be able to use actors and actresses later on with their likeness and voiceovers. And with the scary thing of the future about AI, you can do anything now. And so there's a little bit of a debate going on about that. So they can't reach an agreement there until this AI business is sorted. So a lot of TV may not happen next year because everything's already now 4 months behind schedule. A lot of things that are supposed to come out now on TV, typically in America after their summer holidays, the end of September and all that, hasn't been able to come out and already been delayed to next year, and they still haven't been able to film a lot of this stuff. So it's a bit like what happened in 2020. We sort of skipped a year there of TV as well with COVID, with the shutdown for up to 6 months there, and now it looks like this is happening now with the actors' strike, unfortunately. But I've got a lot of backlog and movies and TV shows to watch, so I'm not complaining at all. So this afternoon, yes, Naiad, we're playing that, and Alexander Desplat did the score music for this soundtrack as well. There are a few other good tracks in the film, well-known tracks as well. This is Neil Young. And we all know this one, it's The Heart of Gold.
One morning I woke up and I knew it was wrong. A new day, a new way, and new eyes belong. Gone the way of the mind can go. The sky is clearing and the night is brighter. The sun.
Remember that film right here on 2MCE, doing the Naiad soundtrack this afternoon, and Crosby, Stills and Nash and Young, because we heard Neil Young earlier of Heart of Gold, but that was Carry On, or from the soundtrack. Going to go back to some more score music now by Alexander Desplat, and we have a bit of behind the scenes. Of course, this movie only came out last week, so there isn't that much out yet as far as documentaries and all that information. But this one's going to be called Shark Plan, some of the score music there, because they actually had to hire someone from Australia organise a plan for sharks, because when you're swimming in the ocean for 70, it just sounds crazy, doesn't it? Swimming in the ocean for 72 hours. I do recommend watch this film too if you do have Netflix for streaming. It is a really good film, as well as the great performances by Annette Bening and Jodie Foster. With their performance, it's all about friendship and all that. But it's not just about how NIAID did this 72-hour swim. It's about the crew as well. Imagine being on a ship like that, having to check someone that entire time for 72 hours straight, knowing all the different weather, the stress about that, worrying that someone's in there, all the different animals like jellyfishes and sharks and all that sort of nasty stuff in the ocean. It's just incredible. I mean, I can't even swim 50 metres and my legs don't cramp up now. And it was like that 20-odd years ago, so I don't know how someone does that in their 60s. For 72 hours in the ocean, it's actually quite incredible when you think about it like that. But here's the Alexander Desplat Now score. This one's called Shark Plan.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on
dance.
Till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to
you
go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone,
you can
he take you,
you
home?
Dance.
You must tell him
you
no.
Dance.
Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light. It split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silence. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophet.
Simon and Garfunkel there with, the big original classic of Sounds of Silence from the Naiad soundtrack. A little bit of behind the scenes now, just a few little things. During production in the Dominican Republic, Diana Naiad and Bonnie Stoll were able to visit the set. Diana was able to swim with Annette Bening, with many of the 400-person crew cheering. She said, "That's a moment I will never forget." An earlier script by Robert Spaceland was featured on the 2015 blacklist of the best unproduced scripts of the year. The feature-length narrative directional debut of Elizabeth Chai Yanesky and Jimmy Chin. Naiad's crossing from Cuba to Florida has never been formally rectified during the lack of independent observers and incomplete records. The Guinness Book of World Records revoked Naiad's achievement recently. All right, back to the score music by Alexander Desplat now, and this one is called Race Flashback.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I'd been so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. It's hard to understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll
you've been listening to Remember That Film right here on 2MCE. All things covering the Naiad soundtrack. The movie Naiad only came out last week on streaming, starring Annette Bening and Jodie Foster, both big favourites for Oscar nominations as well. Alexander de Platt now is going to end out the show with his Naiad score, Pool Training.